When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to the show as we continue on. And joining us now is, I don't know, maybe we'll change his name to the, instead of X-Man to the Magic Man, Xavier Restrepo is with us. And coming off one of the great performances the other night against Virginia Tech. And of course, Xavier Restrepo had probably not only the catch of the game, catch of the year. I don't know, it might have been the catch of the century. X-Man, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for this amazing opportunity.
Hey, let's go back to that play real fast. It's fourth down and three. Game is on the line. Cam Ward throws the ball in your direction, and you slip. Take us through the whole thing of what happened and how you made that play.
For sure. We knew they were going to go man, bring the house. And, I mean, all week in practice, you know, we've been practicing this play. And Cam saw on film, you know, when they do this, we're going to call this play. And so I knew I was getting the ball. It was a little return route going back inside. And honestly, it was just one of those spots on the field where, you know, you plan and just the grass comes up. But thankfully, by the grace of God, I was able to, you know, somehow put my tips of my fingers on the ball. And, you know, Cam threw a great ball and I got it.
You somehow, I think, reached back for it from a sitting position. I think you reached back over your helmet.
Right. Yes, I did. I mean, I always tell Cam, you know, just give me a chance and I'll take care of the rest. So he has enough to deal with.
Don Bailey and I were talking about it in the broadcast, and I said, probably for Xavier, maybe it was like one of those dreams, you know, when you're trying to get someplace, you know, you have to get there. And you're late and, you know, you just keep falling down. You can't get there. It's one of those slow motion dreams that turns into a nightmare. Was it a slow motion dream? Like, oh, God, I fell down. I see the ball coming.
I mean, it's funny because every day before practice, I sit on the wall upside down and, you know, stretch my legs out. And I also catch, you know, balls from my slot receiver coach, Coach Donovan Varner. He just throws me balls like that upside down every single day. And, you know, when the ball came, I mean, it's not the first time I've seen, you know, that ball like that or the spin of the ball or with me on my back like that. So, I mean, I feel like the situation is what made it, you know, that good of a catch. But to me, I feel like I made better catches than that.
That's funny you mentioned Varner because when he played at Duke, he was a lot like you.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, his name's in the record books, you know, so every time he opens his mouth, man, I'm you know, open ears, clear-minded, you know, listening to everything he has to say.
What do you think about, I know you got a long way to go this season, you're sitting at over 2,000 yards, you're one of the leading receivers all time at the University of Miami. Maybe put into a little bit of perspective what you've been able to accomplish so far and still what you want to accomplish.
Right, for sure. I mean, first thing foremost, I have to give all the glory to God. You know, without him, I wouldn't be half the place I was right now, you know, and, you know, all the opportunities he's presented to me, that's just from working hard ever since I was a kid, you know. Early mornings, really, really late nights, just getting up and grinding, you know. And if you were to tell me I would be here right now 6 years ago, I'll look at you and laugh at you, you know, so I mean, I'm just super blessed to be chosen for this journey. And I thank God for it every single day.
I don't know. I saw you play, I think it was your sophomore year at St. Thomas before you moved on to Deerfield Beach. I saw you play at St. Thomas High School. And I thought to myself, if Miami can get this kid, he's going to catch a lot of passes because you weren't dropping anything in your high school days. So I thought you had a chance to be a Miami Hurricane, a very good Miami Hurricane. So there was one in your corner for sure.
I appreciate you a lot, man. Yeah, no, I mean, if I dropped the ball, I wouldn't hear the end of it in my house.
Well, speaking of which, your family is very close to you, and they're always with you. They've been with you on this journey, right?
For sure. They haven't left my side.
What does that mean to you?
It just means everything, you know? Having, obviously, God on your side is just amazing blessing, and then having, you know, people on your side that no matter what happens, injury, fail, succeed, anything, just stick to your side, you know, it's just an amazing blessing, you know. I can't thank them enough for always being there, you know. Every single game they're at, I look up in the stands, every practice my mom comes to, my dad works, my mom works from home, but again, just an amazing situation that I'm in. I mean, my mom had me when she was young. She was 15 when she had me, so I mean, we kind of grew up together, so it's just, you know, that relationship that we have.
Xavier Restrepo is our guest on the show. Cam Ward, what has he meant to this program? What are the things that he has, tell our audience the things that he's brought to the program.
For sure. I mean, ever since day one, he's been an alpha, you know, he's been an alpha male. And I mean, he came in here on the first day, he was so vocal, and that's kind of surprising, you know, to see a newbie come in and take charge like that. So, I mean, we have unlimited respect for that guy and just super, super lucky to have him.
What did the win over Virginia Tech mean to your team?
It meant a lot. I think it was definitely a wake-up call as well. But, I mean, it definitely meant a lot. You know, winning is hard. It's simple, but it's not easy at all, you know? Yeah. It's simple to say, okay, here, do this when they run this coverage, stuff like that, but it's very hard to execute, you know? So I think just winning in general in college football is hard.
The way Cam Ward keeps plays alive, that must mean for you guys, you and your wide receivers, because the way he keeps plays alive, you guys are always hot. Somebody's getting the ball. You just got to get open.
For sure. I mean, talk about opportunity. He extends so many opportunities, and we're super thankful to have him again as our quarterback.
How much pride as a group of wide receivers are you guys taking in your game? Because you're all kind of sharing the success here, and you're all making big plays, whether it's you or Isaiah or Sam Brown or Jacoby. I feel like you guys are really coming together.
Right now, for sure. I feel like we're playing very, very unselfish football right now. And I think that's the reason why we're having so much success, is because we want to see all of each other, you know, succeed. So I feel like that's definitely a major thing that we're doing right now.
You have some young receivers behind you, and you were in that spot at one point. You have JoJo Trader, Nykar, Ray Joseph. What are some of the things you're seeing in your younger receivers?
For sure. I mean, Ray, I say this over and over again. I can't wait till, you know, it's his time, because I mean, all the knowledge that he has and all the game and ability that he has, he's going to be one of the best receivers in college football, you know. So I'm just super excited to see him, because I spent a lot of my time with, you know, Nathaniel, Ray Rice. So, I mean, I'm just super excited to see him take off. And when he does, college football better watch out, you know. And towards the other guys, I mean, they are some freak athletes, man. I mean, JoJo could jump over somebody standing still, you know, and now I could run past somebody, you know, with them having a head start. You know, I mean, it's just so much, so many things. Again, Chance Robinson is like a full receiver, like blocking game, route running, hands. I mean, again, all those guys are just amazing. And you can't forget Shamar Kirk. I mean, that dude with the ball in his hand is dangerous, very, very dangerous. So, I mean, again, we have a lot of really good receivers, and just everyone's timing, you know?
Okay, this week we're going west, California, and what jumps out to me, Xavier, is the amount of interceptions the secondary produces. Number three, Noel Williams, has 11 career interceptions. He leads the country. He's got four this year. What do you see in their defensive backfield that allows them to come up with so many interceptions?
I feel like, I mean, they are a really, really good defense, you know? We have so much respect for those guys. And, I mean, I feel like the reason why they have so many interceptions is because they're ball hawks, you know. Yeah. They don't give up on plays, and they force you to make mistakes. You know, they're very sound. They're not going to bust a lot, and that's when good things happen.
And they're very experienced. I'm looking at the safety in his 42nd game. Both safeties have over 35 games. The corners have a lot of experience. What are some of the things that you have to do as an offense to be on point in this game Saturday night?
Right, for sure. I mean, again, you see four of the five, you know, DBs that play a lot are redshirt seniors, you know. And, again, playing a lot of football means that you understand football, you know. I mean, those guys play well with each other. You could see it when they line up, when they go to tackle somebody, when they go to cover somebody. They know where their teammate is, like the back of their hand, you know. So, again, we're going to have to execute at a very, very high level to win this game.
Okay, last thing for you. You are surrounded by a lot of good players, both on offense and defense. I feel like good players want to be around other good players, and that also creates a lot of confidence. So now after 5 weeks of the season, when you look around at your teammates, do you see that confidence? Are you feeding off of that confidence because you are surrounded by good players and you're one of those good players? So they're surrounded, you know, they see you, you see them.
Right, for sure. I mean, I feel like the biggest thing is the passion for the game. I feel like you could be good without passion. No one's going to really want to be around you, you know? I mean, we have some leaders on our team that are so passionate about football that it's contagious, you know? We love being around each other because we love each other because of the simple fact of we love the game, you know? So I feel like that simple shared characteristic of, you know, being so passionate on the field is what brings us together so much.
All right, X-Man, I'm going to petition the NCAA to see if I can get you another year, only because we like having you on the show. I know you have future aspirations. I know you have future aspirations, but your gain is our loss.
No, man, I appreciate it a lot. Thank you so much.
All right, the best of luck on Saturday night.
Yes, sir, thank you.
All right, we're now joined by University of Miami tight end Elijah Arroyo, who's coming off a monster game. And so far, a monster season. Elijah, thank you for being with us. First things first, you get turned a lot of heads last week. Maybe the play of the game when you ran down Caleb Spencer on the interception. Can you take us through that play, what your mindset was?
Yeah, I mean, I was low-key kind of tired going into the play already. You see, I was in motion. They put me in motion, and then I ran a deep route, and I saw the pick happen. And, you know, I put my head down, tried to get a good angle, and I just took off. Like, I had to have that, you know, that I don't care mentality to where, you know, I don't care what happens. I don't care how tired I am. In my head, I'm thinking, I didn't know if I was going to be able to catch him, but if somebody could slow him down, maybe I'll be able to get there. Shoot, I ended up just flying down, and thankfully, you know, the defense, you know, they went and put a stop to it, and, you know, it wasn't for no reason.
For our audience, I'll try to paint this picture. You were somewhere maybe the 10 or 5-yard line on one side of the field. The play happened on the opposite side of the field, so Caleb Spencer is running along the Virginia Tech sideline. You started on the Miami sideline, and he probably had a 30-yard head start, but from the angle, maybe it was a 100-yard head start, and so you ran him down.
Yeah, I had to do what I had to do.
And I don't know if your inspiration was the game on the line or he was a former teammate, but whatever it was, it worked.
Uh-huh.
Right. Do you remember working against him in practice? He played up until the spring at the University of Miami.
Yeah, no, he's a great player. You know, I'm super proud of him. And, you know, I'm glad he had a great game personally. But, you know, I couldn't let him beat us. We couldn't do it.
All right, let's go through another important play. Your touchdown, third down and one. Maybe that play was set up against South Florida, but, man, did you spring wide open.
Yeah, so we've been doing a good job, you know, just running that play in practice and really making sure we sell the run on that. And I think, you know, our guys, they all did a good job, you know, executing and doing their job, doing what we're supposed to do. And, you know, it popped wide open just how it has been in practice. So I'm glad it looked the same.
you are averaging an astounding 24.7 yards a reception. You're finally healthy this year. Do you feel like you're able now to show off all of your skill?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel like it's something that, you know, the guys in the building, the guys around me, you know, they've always believed in me, which I want to commend them for that. And, you know, they did a good job, you know, keeping my confidence up, you know, throughout the injuries and, you know, everything that was going on in the past. But now, I've been able to, you know, showcase it for the world to see. And I don't think anybody in the building is surprised by it.
How do you feel about the comparisons to Jimmy Graham?
Man, just being in, like, my name being in the same sentence as his, like, that's just a blessing. You know, he's one of the Miami greats. That is somebody that I look up to, you know, being at tight end U. And, you know, it's just an overall blessing.
You know, it's funny. I do see comparisons. Now, I have to tell you, I call University of Miami basketball games, and when Jimmy was a basketball player, his freshman year, he would sit next to me on the bus as a freshman basketball player, and then he became a football player like 3 years later. But it was a remarkable story for him. But I think your skill sets are pretty similar.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I still got a long ways to go, but like I said, you know, just being in the same sentence as him, you know, that's a blessing. I'm going to continue to work and continue to do what I have to do to, you know, help this team win games, and, you know, eventually everything else will come with it.
Can you play basketball?
I'm going to be real with you. I play basketball like a football player. That's all I'm going to say.
Would that mean you would foul out?
I'm decent, but yeah, I probably, honestly, I just don't even play defense because it's either I'm fouling or I'm just letting you shoot.
I did go to our basketball scrimmage the other day. The two teams combined for almost 200 points, and Coach Yell said, well, they all feel good because they all like to score, so that would be you, right? You just want to score.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm an offensive player.
How do you feel about your tight end room this year? 26 catches, 6 touchdowns. The tight ends have become a real factor in this offense.
Wow. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited, you know, because as a room, you know, we're a very talented group, and I think we do a good job of keeping the main thing the main thing. Everybody in the room works hard. You know, we like to keep our heads down. We don't really worry about the outside noise. And, you know, it's showing right now. You know, the whole room's being eaten, and I love that for them. I love that for us.
I asked this to Xavier Restrepo. Can you talk about the impact that Cam Ward has had on your program, not only the way he plays, but just the impact on the University of Miami program?
Man, he came in and, like, immediately, like, flipped this thing around. You know, he's a great leader. That's somebody that, you know, everybody looks up to on the team. He's not afraid to hold anybody accountable. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, if you're in the wrong, if you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, if you're, like, he'll check guys is what I like about him. And, you know, he's a starting quarterback. He's a great leader. Guys are going to listen to him. And I think that's kind of what we were missing as far as a quarterback standpoint, just off the field. And you've seen what he's been doing on the field. It's crazy to see. Even like being on the field with him, just to witness that, like the stuff that he does is crazy.
I think this is true. Maybe you'll agree or maybe not. But the thinking is, in football, when your quarterback is your hardest worker, that's a good thing because then everybody else follows along.
Oh, yeah, that's facts. It's facts.
Right. I tell this story to everybody. Back in the late 80s, and Michael Irvin was on the sidelines the other night, the wide receiver, and after the 86 season, going into 87, they had a change of quarterbacks because Vinny Testaverde had graduated. Michael Irvin told Steve Walsh, we're going to practice every day, you and me. After practice, we're going to run every play from each hash mark so we get in sync. And after practice, I see Cam Ward doing similar things with you guys. That extra work after practice is beneficial, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. You know, any throw we miss on a Tuesday or Wednesday practice, you know, we go and run it again after practice. And, you know, we go in and make sure we get the timing right on, you know, on throws, and we really want to feel prepared, you know, going into Saturday. We don't want to have any type of worries, any doubts. You know, we want to feel good about the game plan and good about each other, and we just want to, you know, be in a good headspace going into Saturday. So I think that's where that comes from.
That's a great answer, by the way. An excellent answer. Elijah Arroyo is our guest. A couple of quick other questions for you. You're a tough matchup. 6'4", 247 pounds. What do you see defense is trying to do to you? And as we move forward, what do you anticipate they're going to do to you to try to slow you down?
Honestly, I don't know. We'll find out. Yeah. But I'm really not about it because, you know, we have weapons all around. You know, they can't stick all of us. That's what we've been saying, you know, since, like, there's no way they're going to be able to hold all of us. Like, somebody's going to eat.
How about this game set? This game Saturday night, how do you view this Cal defense? They are one, I guess it's built into their DNA of taking the ball away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're a very good, sound defense. They have a great back end, in my opinion. Like you said, you know, they do a great job, you know, creating turnovers also. So we just got to make sure we take care of the ball while we're in there, minimize mistakes, and I think we'll be all right.
Last thing for you. I know your coach Cristobal preaches be 1-0 each week. You are 5-0 overall. You're inside the top 10. You know what you're playing for this year. It's a new system in college football. You know what you're playing for. So every week is kind of a big week, isn't it, for Miami Hurricanes football now? And that's probably, I would think, since every game's important, that's right where you want to be, right?
Oh, of course. You know, we're aware that, you know, we're in ACC play now. Each game is going to get harder and harder. And, you know, we just got to take it day by day, week by week to do what we can to, you know, keep stacking.
All right, Elijah. Thank you for taking the time. You've had a great season so far. We really like watching you play. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.